just watch showing life to me. When I left the garden, no longer could I see all those golden sunbeams hanging round my knees. Walking through
Beautiful tune. The Blockbusters doing Gorilla Walk. And you're listening to Zombo right here in your brain. WRCT Pittsburgh. It is all songs about walking. The third part of our trilogy. All songs about walking. Part of the human experience. It's like a big flow chart here. And then next week it is 9 hours of songs about running. In little three-hour segments. Let's see here. We heard Gorilla Walk by the Blockbusters. We heard Walking Into the Sun. And that's relatively new from a band called La Luz from their album Floating Features. Walking Through a Garden, Fat Mattress. And Fat Mattress, I think, had Noel Redding. It was either Noel Redding or the other dude from Jimi Hendrix. Before the Jimi Hendrix experience, he was in this band called Fat Mattress. Walk Like a Man by the South Bay Surfers, who sound an awful lot like King Yusnovich in his Yusnovich tones. They came out with this record in 2011 called Battle of the Bands. It was King Yusnovich versus the South Bay Surfers. And it was that kind of stuff. Awesome, raw, in-your-face rock and roll. And I don't think Cub Coda was part of the South Bay Surfers, but I think he was King Yusnovich. All right, we heard The Spooks Walk by The Spooks. And that was just a real fun little Halloween thing. Yes, Halloween is started. Actually, it started for me like the 1st of September. And it goes all the way until, the 31st. Of August. All right, so we heard My Walking Stick, a great old fun tune by the Mills Brothers. The Dead Are Walking by the Limignanas, a really nifty cool band out of France from their album Malamore. We heard the Three Sons going way back into some great space age bachelor pad music. The Three Sons, and we heard The Bank Walker, something new. Or at least 2020 from Southern Culture on the Skids. Wild Man Walk, the Ebonettes. Pigeon Walk from Twink. Always like Twink. Nice combination of electronics and toys. And we began that setup with a flip side to a Pittsburgh classic, Camel Walk Part 2 by the Saxons. You're listening to Zombo right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can get downloads of the show at zomboco.com, zombo.com. And let's jump right back in to a really rough and rockin' goffy sort of tune. And it is the Virgin Prunes doing Caucasian Walk. And just all over the board, man. I'm really digging this. And hopefully you're digging it too. If you're not digging it, then you're probably not listening.
Violence and silent those traits. I don't know. butcher and the baker and the farmer say he'd do the shop. Whoa. And he wants everybody everywhere to walk this way and do the shop. Whoa. He gonna walk forever with those wicked strides and
got amplifiers. you're walking, and you don't always realize it, but you're always falling. With each step, you fall forward slightly, and then catch yourself from falling. Over and over, you're falling, and then catching yourself from falling. And this is how you can be walking and falling at the same time.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book. Take a walk. Unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September. Paint a self-portrait. Catch up on a TV series. Do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council. A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact, without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Oh, yeah. One thing I love about doing these kind of theme shows is that with all the music I like, it just seems to all come together pretty naturally. This is All Songs About Walking Part 3, and winding down like 9 hours of songs all about walking. And it's really fascinating, just the way things just fall together. We heard Fred Frith doing the walking song, and that was a great follow-up to Laurie Anderson's Walking and Falling. And then before that, David Byrne from Look Into the Eyeball did Walk on Water. So it just really was a nice transition there. And then Liam Lynch, really, really funny dude, man. Just a real cool rocking dude. From his great, great record, Fake Songs, that was Sugar Walking. And before that, Shark Walk. So we got in a little bit gothy stuff from Shriek Back. And then we started with Caucasian Walk, another gothy thing from the Virgin Prunes. So it just kind of all had this nice little transition. Kind of like if you're like taking a walk somewhere, and then all of a sudden you take a wrong turn. And then the next thing you know, you're by like a river, and you're walking by a river. And then you make another turn, and you're in some dark forest. It's kind of neat. Kind of neat. Just kind of like a little bit of a journey. And once again, it is the destination, not the journey, all right? Oh, you listen to Zombo is what you listen to right here in your brain. WRCT Pittsburgh, celebrating what it is to be a human being all year long. We've really really had some time to sit back and just kind of try and figure out what life is all about musically and share it with you. We started at the beginning of this year, all songs about being born, and then we went through all of that, and now we're in the whole section of movement. And next week starts our three-part section on songs about running. So it's kind of nice to do these theme shows, and probably back in the studio this spring. So things are looking up. You know, they're always looking up. Just, you know, look down. You don't want to trip. Okay, so this next thing is a band called Bloodwind Pig. And this was featured Mick Abrahams, who was the original guitar player for the Jethro Tull. And he started off with his own band after him and those guys parted ways. And this is from an album called Head Rings Out, which has a really cool cover. And it's called Walk on Water. And you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo in your brain. All songs about walking. Get walking.
Give your all. what you're doing and just think about the man.
Thank you. Your door. You talk it or you lose that. walks on the beach are fine, but to me it's just sand. Plus, I think I'm losing my mind.
Babylon. Walk it through Babylon.
Boy, I gotta tell you, this is some good radio show. This is my favorite radio show. And just gotta be blunt with you guys. It is my favorite radio show, Zombo in Your Brain, WRCT Pittsburgh. It is just such a nice, wide variety of super cool music. And just very lucky to be able to play all these things for you and for you to be able to check them out and, you know, have a good time or a reasonable time. We are just taking this nice long walk, a 9-hour walk we're winding down. The last two shows were all about walking. This show is all about walking. Next week, we start running. I got to start running. Let's tell you what we heard. We heard Walking Through Babylon by the Thievery Corporation. And way back when, Gibson Brothers were doing this lo-fi kind of roots rock stuff. And that was really Walking Bum. They're from Columbus, Ohio. Very fascinating band. One of the first lo-fi bands out there. We heard Night Walk by Dick D'Angustin and The Swingers. And this is kind of an interesting thing. Hardy Fox did Walks in the Sand. And that was the Hardy Fox. He is the other half of the Residents. Actually, he passed away, I think, in 2018 or 2019. And he recorded an album right as he was dying of brain cancer. And this was one of the tracks from it, Walks in the Sand. He actually composed a record that he knew was going to be his last record. And I think he died maybe about a month or two after it was complete. So very, very, very beautiful epitaph he left with this last album. I think it's called 38 Minutes. And that was Walks in the Sand by Hardy Fox. Residents are still going on with the with Homer Flynn and other people, but it's a band that was very influential on me early on and to this day. I think they still have made a real big mark on music. Overall music as just music. Okay, Walk the Walk, going to the other side and getting into some nasty, dirty girl punk garage, the Budget Girls on a Tight Budget. And that was one sexy record from 1998. Walk on By was from Neat Little, that was the Mill Valley Taters. And there was a surf compilation called That's New.